This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai in Maharashtra today. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre in Goregaon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for Thane-Borivali Tunnel project worth 16,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for tunnel work at Goregaon Mulund Link Road project worth over 6,300 crore rupees. He will further lay the foundation stone for Kalyan Yard remodeling and Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal at Turbhe in Navi Mumbai. The yard will help in the segregation of long distance and suburban traffic. Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday reviewed the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Aarogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission with senior officials of the National Health Authority in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that these schemes are successfully fulfilling their intended purposes. He added that around 34.7 crore Ayushman cards have been issued and around 7.35 crore hospital admissions have been facilitated under these initiatives, amounting to more than 1 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Nadda also directed the officials to ensure that the benefits of these visionary schemes reach the most needy and vulnerable sections of the society. IIT Delhi and Prasar Bharati will host the two-day robot competition DD Robocon India 2024 from today at the Tyagaraj Stadium in Delhi. More than 750 students from over 45 colleges, institutions and universities in the country will be participating in the event. During the competition, robots will face off each other to execute complex tasks within precise windows of time. The winning team from DD Robocon will represent India at the International Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union Robocon 2024, which will take place in Vietnam. Niti Aayog has released SDG India Index 2023-24 and said India is progressing towards the Sustainable Development Goals despite global headwinds. SDG India Index is the country's principal tool for measuring national and sub-national progress on sustainable development goals. The index was launched by Niti Aayog Vice Chairperson Suman Berry in the presence of Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam, among others. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat, Telangana, Rayalaseema, Saurashtra and Kutch during the next 3 days. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Uttarakhand, Eastern and Western Uttar Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow. Some parts of Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Nagaland and Manipur will also witness heavy rainfall today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, some parts of the National Capital Region witnessed light to moderate rain this morning. In Pakistan, the Supreme Court yesterday ruled in favor of Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or PTI party, granting it more than 20 seats reserved for women and minorities in parliament. The ruling follows PTI candidates winning seats as independents after the party lost its election symbol. A 13-member bench led by Chief Justice Ghazi Faiz Issa delivered the verdict, seen as a setback to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's coalition. The redistribution of these reserved seats will not impact PM Sharif's parliamentary strength, but it will bolster Imran Khan's backers. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles finals at the Braunschweig Challenger, also known as Bravo Open, in Braunschweig, Germany. They defeated fourth-seeded pair of Denis Molchanov of Ukraine and Matvey Middelkoop of Netherlands in straight sets last evening. In men's cricket, India will take on host Zimbabwe in the fourth T20 of the five-match series in Harare this evening. India under Shubman Gill's captaincy currently lead the series 2-1. The final match of the series will take place tomorrow at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.